We played really, really good. I think that's obvious. The first half was both teams playing exceptional offensive basketball. We couldn't stop them consistently, nor could they stop us. And we finally, in the second half, got a few stops, got a little separation, played smart, found a way to do what others were saying, where have you been all year, make baskets. But we did it the right way. I mean, it's obvious that Malik was a pretty hard guy to guard, and we did a good job of finding him. Max Hostel had 5 threes against him in the first game, so he was no secret. They knew he could shoot, and he had, I believe, 5 more tonight. So we played the best we played all year, and we picked a nice time to do it. This was a good college basketball game, and we are moving on tomorrow to play a team that's beaten us twice.
Thank you, Coach. Let's take questions for the student athletes.
Malik, first of all, can you just talk about are you okay? What happened on that play with your knee, and are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's real minor. I'm still talking with the doc, and everything should be good, though. I think it's I'm not really sure if it's a minor hyperextension or not, but I should be good. It's nothing to be worried about for me or my teammates or Coach Fish.
Did you bump knees or just land wrong?
Nah, I was actually on the acceleration to block a shot. I don't know really what happened, but something got tied up down there and just didn't work out.
And as a follow-up, you know, last night here someone was asking if you were soft, and you kind of took offense to it a little bit. Did you just kind of carry that over tonight? Because it looked like you were playing with that kind of comment in mind.
I wouldn't necessarily say I've been playing aggressive just this tournament. I just feel like I've been battling with what I've been fighting all year, which is small injuries, but I'll be fine, you know. Little injuries won't stop me. I'll still be aggressive. That's really what the game is to me. I love the game, so.
This is for any of the players. So you guys get the win last night, obviously in ugly fashion. However, you guys put two halves together and complete offensively, defensively, you shut them down in the second half. Is this a relief to be able to, you know, win ugly and to be able to put a complete game together?
I mean, of course we're happy to at least we're happy to be moving on. I wouldn't say it's a relief. We played hard. We fought. We were down in that first game we played, and we fought back. And this game, we gave them, I think, 5 or 6 threes in the first half, and I think they only got 2 in the second half. So I think it's a fight. It's not really anything we need to be relieved about. It's just we're basketball players, and that's what we need to do. We need to fight, and whatever the outcome is if it's a win or loss, it's just something we have to deal with. But I think if we do a good job of fighting and never giving up, then everything will work out.
This is for any of the players. Your first, or 13 of your first 15 shots came from inside the arc. Was that by design at all?
Go ahead, Max.
I think a common theme for us moving into March was to play inside out. You know, we have threats like Malik, who tonight was just clearly unstoppable in the post. I think that when we get the ball into him, it was just clear that he could just play aggressively on his man, and if somebody collapsed in, he could just throw it out and kick it to one of our shooters. But I wouldn't say it was by design. It was just kind of just how it happened.
Max, I think that was a career high. That was a career high. Did you sense that coming? Because you kind of hit a lull there where you weren't scoring much, you weren't shooting great. Was there anything that gave you an indication this game was on its way?
No, but what I'll tell you is, like, before this game, I'm sure any of our teammates, our coach will tell you that there was a collective energy and vibe that everybody was ready to go. It was a great feeling. It was something I've never felt all year. And I'm just hoping we can carry that into the next few games.
Malik, how much did you guys want this other shot at Colorado State, given how the two games turned out earlier this year?
Oh, very bad. Come on. Buzzer beaters for both games. You know, we kind of been itching to play them. We're going to come out with an aggressive strategy, I'm pretty sure, and we're going to sell it on and leave it all out on the court, basically. You know?
So everyone who played in today's ball game scored a basket. What does it say about the team's depth and your ability to sub them in at any time?
We've got good players. So does Boise. We're unafraid to go to the bench. And when we go to the bench, we expect somebody to come in and give us a lift. That happened last night with De'Aaron Williams. We're not here tonight without De'Aaron's play last night. Forget about points. And tonight, Zylan Cheatham has been a starter. He played great. Max Hostel has been a starter. He had a career night point-wise. So we've got a team that's capable. We've got a team that competes, and tonight we made baskets, and we're all aware we've not been a team that's made baskets with regularity this season. Tonight we did. It didn't stop at halftime. Part of that, I think, was we made a conscious effort to make an extra pass. Don't shoot hard shots. We took 14 threes against them and made 9. And I think 14 of them, 12 of them were wide open. And we stayed with it. So it feels good. It feels good to play well and have success. And that's what we did tonight against a very good team.
So you guys disrupted first-team All-Mountain West player Hutchinson Jr. What can you say about Dakari's effort on him defensively?
Dakari Allen is a delight to coach. All he cares about is winning. In his career, we've called one play for him, and he's never batted an eye. All he wants to do is find a way to win. He can guard. He takes great pride in that. Chandler Hutchinson is a terrific player, and he's a hard guy to guard. Dakari stayed in front of him, but it was a collective effort. Dakari was not on him to start the game. We were worried about Reed shooting the three, so we started Dakari on Reed. So I think it was a good team effort. Dakari had him quite a bit, but we had a lot of guys that were conscious of where is he, don't let him drive it to the rim, make it hard for him to get good, clean looks, make him take hard twos.
Go ahead.
Coach, Malik said his knee is nothing, it's a minor thing, but then he also said hyperextension, which is usually not a minor thing. Do you have a sense of what it is and what his status will be for tomorrow?
I have no idea, Mark. I don't. I have no idea. Obviously, I'm concerned. Everybody is. When you have a guy that has had a lot of missed time because of injuries and he hobbles off, you're worried. So rather than speculate on it, we'll wait and see. Hopefully he will be able to play. But I don't know anything more than what you do, to be honest with you. I've not talked to our doctors. I'll find out more a little bit later.
Anything else?
Steve, just how do you see the matchup going with Colorado State, given the kind of games you've had with them twice this year already that have gone right down to the wire? What do you think is going to be the key to this one?
I'm going to see if we can play a 39-minute and 49-second game, and we'll be okay. They're good. They're well coached. Larry Eustachius has done a magnificent job with that team. They're shorthanded. They play with an edge. They play with a leader in Cavell that brings energy to the whole group. And we're smart enough to know we're going to have to play and play for 40 minutes, and the two games won't have any significance on what happens tomorrow. They are as determined as we are to be playing on Saturday. So hopefully we'll play well, and we'll see what happens. But we're playing a really good team.